It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome back to another adventure with Adventures in Business. I am Amy Zander of ZD Media, and always I'm with my co-host, Lisa Fisher. How are you doing, Lisa?
Fabulous, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. Looking forward to this week's adventure. So why don't you tell us who we're going on an adventure with?
Oh my goodness, Mr. Matthew Thornton. I have known him for years in different capacities and in different roles. And it's been so fun watching him out in the industry, from being musician, insurance, father, husband. He's just got a wide variety of roles. And I am so excited to let him share his story and his adventure with our audience. So welcome, Matt. How are you?
Hi, everybody. Never a dull moment. Doing the same thing we do every night, just try to take over the world and try to make things better as we go. So
fabulous, fabulous. So I'd really like to begin with you telling us, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I'm Matt Thornton. I am a resident of Diamonddale. Right now in my occupation, I am an agent with Farm Bureau Insurance of Michigan, but we'll be changing that at the end of this month. I'm a dad slash stepdad to 5 kids. Been married, it'll be 10 years the end of this week. Like you said, I used to work on music. I used to MC, and then I ended up, I've always been in sales. So I sold jewelry. I've been working most of my life and have kind of always been a self-starter and an entrepreneur. So beforehand, like I grew up in subsidized housing and it was just me and my mom. We didn't have a lot of money. So if I was going to get like a candy or a toy, like I'm borrowing that money from her and paying it back. But how do you pay it back? You hustle, you figure something out. So, you know, I sold like my old toys, or I do odd jobs with people like around the apartment complex, or, you know, just miscellaneous things to try to make something happen. And that just followed me into my adult life and, you know, doing sales, like from selling gourmet dog treats and aluminum signs and teenagers, you know, selling cell phones. And you know, in my 20s, I sold jewelry and helped make custom jewelry doing that. And then was selling an engagement ring to, at that point, a State Farm trainer. And he's like, hey, you know, made a relationship with him. We played basketball together. And he's like, hey, I'm starting my own agency. I'd love to have you as my first hire. And that was my introduction into the insurance industry about 7 years ago. And worked for State Farm about 3 years and got the bug where I wanted to have my own agency again. Always had the entrepreneurial spirit and self-starting. So I reached out to Farm Bureau and ended up becoming an agent and been there with them for about 3.5 years.
So you've been exposed to the bug, the entrepreneurial bug, and tried many different options. What did you enjoy the most of all the things that you just named?
Out of all those things? Mm-hmm. Man, it's all for different stuff because they all helped me get to where I'm at now. So without my music, I wouldn't, I think, have the same ability to be able to get on podcasts or do presentations for Capital Area Housing Partnership, doing their first time home buyer presentations, or, you know, just being able to get in front of people and not having that problem. And then, you know, when you were with Keller Williams helping my wife out with her, you know, with real estate. So that gave me a background being able to learn processes and like, okay, this step here to this step and finishing that out. So all of those things, all those experiences just continue to build who I am. And I couldn't really say which one's a favorite at this point because they all helped me get here. And for the most part, most days I like me. So
you mentioned that you are at the end of this month transitioning into something new. Can you tell us about what you're off to do in the near future?
Yeah. So I'm hoping to work with AmeriFirst Home Mortgage and doing with their construction and renovation. Just hoping. And then also, I've always, I've always had an entrepreneur spirit, but I want to help people and help make things better than what they were before. So that was what I always tried to shoot for with my insurance. Like, all right, check out your coverages. If you're underinsured, making sure that you're properly protected and protecting the things that are important to you. So I kind of want to transition and still do that and helping business people, because the experience that I have, be like, oh, we can fill in, help out with admin, let's help out with marketing, and just having that sounding board and having another ear, another voice for being able to try to develop and build business, because you can't be an island. I've learned that the hard way. Being an island as an entrepreneur doesn't work.
What is your vision with this new adventure that you're going to be taking?
My vision is to hope to build up more small businesses and make people, help people be more independent with their time, their finances. You know, time is our biggest commodity. So, you know, trading it to a clock, something that you don't fully enjoy or you want to do, is it's pointless, because you can grind and make something that's yours. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with working for, you know, if that's what you want to do, but
absolutely,
if you want to control your time and you want to truly, you know, control your income and working for somebody else, that's not going to happen, you know, fully.
So. Yeah. What is the practice that you've put into play to take back control of that time for yourself?
Just being able to structure myself and just position myself in places where I can manage my time, because, you know, being a dad is important. I want to be there for my kids. Like, I wasn't, like I said, it was just me and my mom. So just making sure that I can be that role model and be like, all right, let's do this, and being able to have access if they need something, or if my wife needs something, or my stepkids need, just being able to control my time and then still be able to sustain an income is.
I love it. What are the ages of your kids? How old are they?
So Maya is 19. Zoe is 17. Avery is 15. Reese is 9. And Scarlett is 8.
You have got your hands full. I love it. And
I said, never a dull moment. And then if it got dull, I'd be like, what's about to happen?
Exactly. That's parenthood in a nutshell right there.
Right. That's when it gets quiet. Same thing with being a business owner. If it gets quiet, you're like, all right, what's going on?
Right. Absolutely. So with this time management that you're doing and shifting gears and all the balls in the air that you have, tell us a little bit about your support system. Who do you lean on when you need help?
Still, you know, learning that, getting better with that. So of course, my wife, Sarah, I do have a therapist that I ended up getting into therapy when I started my business, because I knew that I was going to be in a different headspace and using different skill sets and different parts of me that I didn't want, you know, all the crap from my business to bleed into my personal life or all my, you know, like, so I had to, you know, work on building better techniques of being able to compartmentalize the emotion, you know, behind being an entrepreneur, be like, oh, the ups and downs versus, you know, then taking that home, because it's 100% ownership at that point. And I hadn't had that, you know, I'd always kind of had, like, I'd work a job and then, you know, have that hustle, and then I was just all in. So.
Right. My mom was a business owner. I kind of learned that from her. And she always used to say, I wish I had a switch on the back of my head that I could just turn off all the business stuff. Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Like, stop just thinking about it. But
right. It's constantly running in the background. Yep. Even if you don't want it to, and you're trying not to, it's still running. And that's, again, it's important to be able to, you know, time management is important. You're like, all right, we can't, you're like, you can grind 12 hours a day, 16 hours a day, but I mean, that's not going to make you a rounded person.
Right. Exactly. You're speaking Lisa's love language, time management, man. She has all kinds of seminars and tools and tricks. She's helped me tremendously with that. Yeah. I use time blocking a lot for me because I have lots of different clients. So I set aside different times every week to focus on each client and then myself. And yeah, it's a game changer for sure.
Right. And then just be like, this is the time for, all right, this is the time I blocked off for exercise. This is the time that dad is blocked off, that you can't talk to me right
now. Right. You know? There's that too.
It just is what it is.
The sign on the door. Do
right.
Not
yeah. So you just have to be able to do that and just be able to set those boundaries and be okay with setting those boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was golden nugget right there, is to set boundaries and be good with and okay with those boundaries. So critical for being able to have that personal time, because we need to refuel, re-energize. So kudos to you for making that happen. Share with us, what are you most excited about?
I'm excited about this new kind, well, it's a new adventure, being able to reach out to small businesses and, you know, be able to help out in different ways than just insurance. So taking all of my experiences and kind of putting it into one place, because I'm always like, all right, well, I've got this real estate experience, so I'm going to use this over here. I've got that. And then you're using that wheelhouse of information. I've got insurance information. I'm going to use this in this wheelhouse. And now I just want to take it all and just be like, here you go, people. What do you need? Okay. Happy to help.
So it sounds like you're going to be doing a lot of like consulting work. Is that kind of?
That's what I'm hoping to. Yeah. Okay. I want to help out, you know, I want to help out small businesses and, you know, dodge those places that, you know, we all kind of run into through trial and error. Hopefully you can just step over that hurdle and, if you know, talking to me and be able to help in that situation.
Right. So did you grow up in the Lansing area?
I did not. So I was born in Chicago. My whole family is from the Chicago area. And then I moved here. I moved to Lawton, Michigan in a snowstorm when I was 4 days old.
Wow.
So, yeah. Okay. So my grandparents had a house in Lawton, and, you know, the Chicago in the 80s and whatever else was going on. I guess Chicago wasn't the place for old Matt Thornton at that point. So
right. Your old 4 day old Matt Thornton.
Old 4 day old Matt Thornton, I guess. Oh yeah, we got in the snowstorm. We're in Lawton. So
right.
Yeah, I grew up there. I went to Lawton up until about my freshman year of high school. And then I transferred to Portage Northern, and I graduated from Portage Northern in 2003. So it's a suburb of Kalamazoo. Mm-hmm. And lived there. And then I moved to Detroit for a year and a half. Lived out there for a while. I interned for 97.9 JLB, great hip hop radio station out there.
And oh yeah.
I learned that experience took me to be able to properly kind of make music and like see those processes mm-hmm. and what needed to happen to do that. And then it also helped me learning how to network too, because, you know, as an insurance advisor, I have to be able to talk to anybody on the fly, be like, hey, how you doing? And like you said, we have 60 seconds to be able to get a cup of coffee or sit down for a meeting. You know, again, that experience was paramount for me being able to help do that. Like living in Detroit, like if you can make it in Detroit, you really make it. But they say that about New York, it's Detroit.
Or Chicago, maybe.
Or Chicago. I didn't live in Chicago. You're well-rounded. I visited Chicago a lot as a kid, but I didn't live there.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then how did you end up in Lansing or Diamonddale?
Working on music. There was Max Barr. RIP, unfortunately, they just closed down. They had a hip hop night out there called Respiration. I also had a friend that went to MSU that I graduated high school with. So we would go to, you know, these different spots like Code of the Cuts. That was in East Lansing back in the day. We mm-hmm. used to go there and do ciphers and freestyle, cut records. I go to Max Barr Respiration and would go do sets, do shows. I would take the train from Kalamazoo after work, you know, just to go do a set. You know, and then that again, networking. And then I had a girlfriend out here at that point. And so was making that trip on a pretty consistent basis, and then connected with a guy that was going to MSU that was a producer, started making beats with him. And then I'd moved back to Kalamazoo from Detroit, was trying to get my life back together. So I was like, oh, well, I'll move to Lansing, make this album since he's there. And then a year later, I moved to California. And, you know, I moved out here. Plan was working, going, then I met my wife, and within about 2 months of being here, and here we are 13 years later.
All right.
And I know if I look diligently, I can find that CD that you made, because yes, I remember.
I've got a copy somewhere. I'll send you a copy if you want.
I
do.
I love
Excellent.
It.
Yeah. Excellent. Let's pause here just for a commercial break.
Are you a small business or a nonprofit that wants to market better? Of course you want to market better. Join heavy-hitting marketing agencies and experts at the Michigan Marketing Outstanding Brand Summit. All the big bosses will be there. 17 presentations on cutting-edge topics like brand dominance, how to make a logo that doesn't suck, figuring out what the heck SEO is, launching your own damn podcast, upcoming annoying changes for social media, creating videos that slay, and so much more. Win big prizes and take advantage of exclusive marketing training. Join the ranks of marketing bosses throughout Michigan and meet me, Amy Zander, the reigning marketing mobstress of Michigan. Mark Friday, May 6th, 2022 on your calendar. It's not too far away to start planning now. Follow Zedia Media on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for a chance to win tickets. Visit zediamedia.com for more information and to purchase tickets. That's zeediamedia.com. Your presence will be honored. Your absence will be noted.
Being an entrepreneur takes a lot of work, and you mentioned networking. Where's your favorite networking spots? Where do you find your people?
Where do you find new people? After a lot of networking in the greater Lansing area, it's hard to find new people, but a lot of great people I've met are through the Greater Lansing Chamber of Commerce, the drinking lunch that was down at Lansing Brewing Company. A lot of cool people I've met out there, yeah. A lot of connections. The Hatching, which is put together by Leap, for those that didn't know. And I was like astounded to find out about this. It had been going since 2013, but I found out about it in 2018 when a friend said he was doing a business pitch. So the Hatching is basically you get up, you do a 5-minute business pitch with a PowerPoint presentation. You have the chance of winning cash prizes and also help with building your business. And I ended up getting an invite from a friend of mine, and I showed up there and I met some great people and learned a lot about some great businesses and built some lasting relationships. So shout out to Leap and Tony Willis and Jerry Norris and The Fledge.
Yep.
And you know, all those people that I was able to meet through there.
Yeah, so, I was able to be a judge one time for that. It was fun.
Right on. Yeah, so was on one of those. Yeah, I did it when over.
Yeah, here. Yeah. It's like we have our own little Lansing-based Shark Tank here.
Right. So it's exactly. Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I
and
like
that's
it.
The goal too is like to be able to reach back and be able like Draymond. Like I love Damon John. You know, the founder of FUBU, and I just mm-hmm. got to listening to his book Founding FUBU. I watch Shark Tank. I look at his social media and stuff. But yeah, he likes to be able to reach back and help bring up businesses and like help where you can. And like, I want to be able to grow that footprint as much as I can, as I can.
Right. So. Right. Yep. I think that's a huge part of being a business owner is supporting other business owners and helping people get started. So it sounds like you're in a perfect place for this consulting stuff that you're going to be launching soon and all the background that you have, like, that's amazing. You have a lot of different things to bring to the table. That's great. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. It's always interesting when sometimes, I don't know if you've ever felt this, but along your whole journey, you've had, you know, lots of twists and turns in your adventure and you think, why am I doing this? Or what purpose is this going to serve? And then when it all comes together, like the culmination, you're like, okay, that's why I did what that I did 10 right. years ago or whatever. And you can draw on that. That's amazing. I always love hearing stories like that because sometimes in the thick of business owning or building your career or even going to college, you're like, what am I doing?
Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah. You just got to take a minute and be like, like you said, you just take that minute. You're like, okay, that's why.
There's a point. There's a purpose. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Have you ever felt like giving up with this whole entrepreneurial?
All the time.
What's changed your mind?
Knowing that I have people that are looking up for me, looking out and looking at me. I'm not a religious person, but whether you call it the force, God, Allah, Buddha, there's some sort of power that connects everything. And that voice, I think, is inside all of us. So I'll be like, oh, this sucks. I'm tired. Kids are being a pain, whatever. And it's like, nah, man, just chill.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is through continued education through, you know, listening to books, audible reading, motivational stuff. Sometimes people call it the please don't kill me, the kill yourself stuff, whatever you want to call it. At that point.
Like,
please don't kill yourself. You know, like you're like trying to get off that cliff. And it's just like, what do you need to give yourself? Like some people use the Bible, some people use the Quran. I use right now Zig Ziglar. You know, so like, that's like, so listening to those books, like I love right now I'm listening to, it's called Thinking Big. So it's got Les Brown, Zig Ziglar. She's like a productivity expert. Larry Iverson, stuff like that. So just listening to things like that to try to keep a positive mind state because you're always gonna feel like quitting.
Right.
If it was easy to start your own thing, everybody would do it. Just like insurance and real estate, everybody would be doing it. Like, everybody's got $1 million doing this.
Yeah, all small business owners are super million.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Money, we all got so much money.
Just balling out of control. I love the meme. I love the meme that small business owners will work 80 hours a week so they don't have to work 40 hours a week.
Right.
And that's exactly what it is. You just don't, you want to control your time. And thank you.
Absolutely. Part of your time in your commitment is philanthropic work. Share with us a little bit what you got going on philanthropically.
I love that word. I can never, ever say it. So I'm glad that I didn't have to say it. So I'm on the board of directors for Footprints of Michigan, which is a nonprofit that works getting new shoes, gently used shoes, socks, things in need for families in need in Michigan. There's also a subgroup under that that's Souls for Vets, which we try to get new shoes, new socks to disenfranchised veterans. So we go to the stand downs. There's about 9 usually throughout the year. The one just actually happened in Kalamazoo. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to it, but you know, just showing up to be able to hand out any resources and be able to give that hand up or a foot up, pun intended, completely. Right. You know, so yeah, just be able to partner up with companies like that and organizations to grow. And then I met a friend of mine, a business partner now, Elvin Caldwell, who is running for council, Lansing Council in the 4th Ward, partnered with him with Umbrella Sock Company, where we actually developed socks to raise money for Footprints of Michigan or for the Souls for Vets program with the IGY6 socks. So we made them represent the different branches of military, have the different colors, and then we would sell those pairs. And then part of the proceeds of every pair would go directly to Souls for Vets program. And then now we've actually got the Happen sock. The Happen sock. So we're raising money for Happen Dance, which is a nonprofit dance studio here in the greater Lansing area. They give about $20,000 of scholarships annually, and they still did that during COVID. So they took a huge hit not being able to do live events, things like that. So we developed the Happen sock to try to help out with their scholarship program to continue to make dance accessible to everybody that wants to learn.
Wow. How did you get involved in some of these organizations?
Networking. It was important for me to be able to start build a business at a grassroots level, because working for State Farm, I sat in an office and I smiled and dialed for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, you make 80 to 120 calls a day. To me, that's not sales. That's telecommunication. That's phone calls. You know, of course it's part of sales. Cold calling is part of sales, but it doesn't need to be an all-encompassing part of sales. You do have to have that face-to-face. You do have to build those relationships. And I wanted to do that in person. And I went to networking events. I met Geronimo at a networking event that I've been to a few times and built that relationship. Hey, I've got an agency. I want to be able to help out. What can I do? And it started out with just putting a drop box for shoes at my office. And then it just gradually progressed. Same thing with Alvin. You know, it started out me hitting him with a message on Facebook about trying to help him out with insurance. And then I saw, I don't know if you've heard of the show Umbrella Academy. It's based on a comic book. I'm a huge comic book nerd. But it was the second season was coming out. And then I saw an ad for his socks that he had posted on Facebook. And I'm that's cool. I didn't even know about this sock company and they tied it directly to this. That's great. That's awesome. So respect to the marketing. So I hit him up about that and started out with me buying a couple pairs of socks and him buying a policy for me and again, developing a relationship. Now we're business partners. So
I love it. You know, I'm a firm believer that business is all about relationships. It's not about sell. It's about building those relationships. And, you know, listening to you in the cape, the superhero cape that you're wearing in the community, I have found so many powerful people that are wanting to give back and do more in the community. So thank you so much. And I love shoes and socks, man. They're go together. You got to have them both.
Right? You can't go wrong. I mean, yeah, everybody's got to have a worn nice pair of socks. And these ones are compression socks, dancer approved.
Very cool. Very cool. What is the best piece of business advice that you have ever received?
Does it have to be coming directly from a person or just something that you just continually heard over and over again? Be flexible. The only constant is change. Stuff is going to constantly change on the fly. You're going to, you know, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And then it all falls down. So
I love it. I love it. What has been one of your worst experiences dealing with so many people? You don't have to name names or anything like that, but what's been a situation? How did you turn it around or deal with it?
You're always going to deal with irate people. One way or another, you know, you could have done the best thing in the world. You could have saved them hundreds of dollars, but you dropped the ball. You dropped the ball. It is what it is. I had a client that I thought, or she's a client now, wasn't a client at that point. I thought we had understood that I was closing out the policies. So I processed payment and did everything, but I was new and didn't do all the upfront stuff that I needed to do for signatures and things. And she's like, oh, I never told you that. And I'm like, you definitely told me over the phone. You did. And then she was like, nope, cancel it. I'm like, no problem. Happy to. Canceled it. Refunded the money. Had another conversation, apologized about the miscommunication. And she's been a client for the last 3 years.
Great job. Way to recover. I love it.
Like, yeah, it's not about starting an argument like, yes, you did tell me that. No, you didn't. Like, nobody wants to hear that. They just want you to fix the problem.
Right.
You know, exactly. Like, nobody care. Like, motivation is more about motive. So everybody's got that, their own motive. You just have to figure out what you can do to help them to be able to help yourself as well.
Good advice. Yeah. So we talked about what you were listening to or reading, because that's a question we asked, and you already filled us in on that, and you gave us some great advice on your struggles. So is there anything that you want to tell our listeners that we haven't covered? Anything you've got coming up, or anything that you just feel like you want to say? You've got time.
Talked about a lot.
We did, yeah.
Order some Happen Socks. No, we
already. Where can we order them from?
You can go to facebook.com/UmbrellaSockCo. And again, part of the proceeds are going directly to Happen Dance and helping small businesses here in the greater Lansing area. Just keep grinding. Like, it's never going to happen in the time that you want it to happen. You know, whatever success looks like to you, to the individual listening to this, but just keep going. And eventually you'll get there in one way, shape, or form, because the experience that you got now, it may not be what you expected, but you'll be able to use that later.
Right. Absolutely. That's true. So for our listeners, we'll put a link in the show notes to for the socks, but tell us how else people can get a hold of you, Matt.
So you can reach me, my email, com1marketing@gmail.com. Cell phone 269-744-1954. Love to be able to help out in any way with small businesses and help consult. I do still have my insurance licenses. So if you want a second eye on some insurance stuff, I'm happy to take a look at it and have a discussion to see what makes sense for you. And, you know, maybe help point you in the direction of somebody that can help you.
Perfect.
You know, you talked a lot about mentioning motivation, mentioning your family and different things. What is your big why, Matt? What is your motivation and purpose?
I was a Cub Scout. I made it to Cub Scouts until about second or third grade. But the thing that stuck is, like, try to make things better than what they were before. So that's the goal, like, to try to help somebody up that needs it, to pick up that, you know, pick up a piece of trash on the ground that's there that didn't need to be there. You know, it doesn't need to be a huge thing that you're doing. It's just little stuff. And those little steps, they build.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being a guest on our podcast and being able to share your story. And who knows, when you've got this other gig going on and you have more to share, don't hesitate to reach out. We want to share you with everyone.
Definitely. No, I appreciate it. Thank you again for the opportunity and having me.
Absolutely. And one more question. So we had a great time talking to you and hearing your adventure. Who do you think we should talk to next?
Oh, man. Do you want me to just, like, just go through the list?
Sure.
All right. So, Brit House from B House Originals, Jerry Norris from The Fledge, Tony Willis from Leap would be some good ones. Andre Worthy from Walk Worthy Clothing. Man. Deidre Westfall from Nature 92.
Lauren, ooh, we have her.
I know a ton of entrepreneurs out. Yeah. So they're all great entrepreneurs, and I'm missing a ton, of course.
Yeah. Just spread the word about our podcast, especially when your episode comes out. Share it with these people and tell them to sign up. So you have the link to sign up, and that's for all of our listeners too. If you want to be on our podcast, you can go to zediamedia.com and Adventures in Business and sign up for a time slot.
I love it. Thanks again, Matt. It was really great seeing you. And
good seeing you.
I'm looking forward to what you have in store for us.
Absolutely. We'll have to have you come back on in a few months, see how your new adventure is going.
New adventures. Yeah, I'm definitely in. I'll look at the link for sure and definitely jump back on.
All right. Thank you so much. It was great meeting you.
Thank you again.
Awesome. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Take care.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at zediamedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to zediamedia.com. That's ZEEDIAMEDIA.com and sign up.
This is a Zedia Media production.